Lynn, who is slightly more recent arrival than Roz in our church. So let me just pray for you, okay. Lynn, as well. Thank you for all of the gifts that she brings to us, not least in leading us in our worship and helping in all sorts of different ways. And just to make the link to Buckingham Hospital, thank you for her work of chaplaincy at the Buckingham Hospital in succession to Liz Watson that we've already heard mentioned in Roz's story. So thank you, Lord, that you weave different people's stories together in particular ways. And we pray, Lord, that you'll just give Lynn confidence in you and the freedom of your Holy Spirit to share what you have laid upon her heart. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Jim. Well, I was going to just stand up here and see what came out of my mouth, but in the end, I thought I'd write it down as a story, as we are doing stories today. And it is a true story. So. And in case of that, it was this as well. So. Right. I grew up in a nice home, well looked after. I was very shy. Apparently, I didn't form a word until I was three. And I always felt slightly distant from my parents. There was never any emotion that I can remember. We didn't go to church at all, although in infant school was a church school, and I remember hands together, eyes closed, for the Lord's Prayer every day. I married very young, 18 and a half, and had my first of my two boys at 21. Nothing particularly bothered me. I was on a level plateau of just being at ease. I took everything in my stride at that time, until my mother-in-law developed a cancerous brain tumour at the age of 54. I was in my mid-20s, and this was my first shock in life, and I didn't know how to deal with it. So I didn't. We never talked about it. My husband was the same. Neither of us knew how to talk about things that really mattered. She died, and over a period of about a year, I became more and more ill with feelings of fear. It was very alarming and very frightening, and I didn't understand it at all. I covered it up, of course, as I had two young boys to raise. Eventually, it affected every part of my life, and I was in a complete mess. I even had to force myself to leave the house. I had lost the ability to rationalise my thoughts. I was fearful even of my own shadow, and I still did my best to cover it all up. Eventually, I had to go to the doctors, and he asked me if anything bad had happened recently. And because I was in complete denial, I said no, not mentioning my mother-in-law because I didn't want to go there. Doctor said I was suffering from anxiety. I hadn't a clue what he meant. It was an alien word to me, and I had to go through all the usual treatments of the 80s and 90s. But still I suffered. I tried all the holistic therapies that existed at the time, and one in particular helped me quite a lot, but it didn't get to any root cause. I felt very ashamed to be suffering in this way, and because I felt like it was self-inflicted, which was also scary in itself. Eventually, out of complete desperation, I wondered if there might be a God, whether one existed. I started calling out to him. I would go off walking in the fields, calling and sobbing to him if he was there. If he was there to come and help me, I even bargained with him. I used to say, "If you make me better, I will do anything for you." And in my mind at that time, I was thinking, I'd probably have to become a vicar. But more than anything, he would have to reveal himself to me. For me to believe, I couldn't just believe. I went to the local C of E church a few times, but it felt very sterile, and I felt no different leaving the church as to when I went in, and I couldn't find a connection with God there. By now, everything about the world was scary. I just couldn't understand it. It was so alarming to myself. Fear upon fear built up. I couldn't relax. I felt I would explode. But still, I tried to appear normal. All this time of calling out, I hadn't really been thinking about Jesus, just Almighty God, if he was there. One day, a leaflet came through the door with an invitation to hear some gospel singers at the Baptist church. I didn't know anything about a Baptist church, but I did warm to the leaflet, so I went. And as soon as I walked into the building, I felt the enormous power and authority of God, and much to my amazement, his love. I hadn't thought about God loving me, only that I needed his help. The words of the songs radiated through my body, and I just sat sobbing. Overwhelmed by the power of God and his love, it felt so pure and magnificent. I cannot explain it. It was everywhere, and I couldn't contain it. A lady came and sat by me. She didn't seem to mind the state I was in. To me, she just felt so strong and part of what I was searching for. She offered to pick me up for church the following Sunday. It wasn't the Baptist church. It was a church that met in the town hall called Oasis Christian Fellowship. I didn't care. I just wanted to be with this lady and to meet with God. That first encounter released me of so many fears and showed me who I was, and that I was loved and accepted by God. And to my utter amazement, that God knew me at creation. It was just revealed to me in that first spiritual experience. These were the two primal healings that I felt instantly. And I could not have mustered these feelings up for myself, because at this point I had not even read any of the Bible. So when I did eventually read the truths for myself, such as in Ephesians 1, for he chose us before the beginning of the creation of the world, and in Romans 8, for those God knew, he also predestined and also called, he also justified, etc. These words just blew my mind. For in his glorious grace to me, he revealed that to me before I could ever have known it. I went around telling everyone about the love of God. I was on such a high for quite some time. One Sunday, I had gone forward for prayer, and the pastor asked me if I believed that Jesus died for my sins, and do I accept him as my Lord and Saviour? I heard myself say yes. And I think from that time on, I began to understand the power of the cross and the relationship I could have with Jesus. It was not all plain sailing. God didn't heal me of all my anxieties and depressions. He wants us to learn and mature from our life experiences. My basic nature is inward, and I would happily spend 80% of my time in solitude and silence if I could. But God holds me to my original bargaining with him, and I do my best to be in his will. These latter years, he challenges me more to live by faith and not by spiritual experience. Looking back to the beginning, I realise now that the root of my fear was the fear of death and illness. And of course, only God can help us with that. So to finish, I would like to share a poem which meant so much to me. In those early weeks, somebody lent me a book called Hinds Feet in Hinds Places by Hannah Hubbard, and it was just a book written for me, really. But there was a poem in it that I hope it speaks to maybe somebody out here in the congregation. In acceptance lieth peace. Oh, my heart, be still. Let thy restless worries cease, and accept his will. Though this test be not thy choice, it is his, therefore rejoice. In his plan there cannot be ought to make thee sad. If this is his choice for thee, take it and be glad. Make from it some lovely thing to the glory of thy King. Cease from sighs and murmuring, sing his loving grace. This thing means thy furthering to a wealthy place. From thy fears he'll give release. In acceptance lieth peace. Amen.